This is Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall, episode number 14 for 25 May 2010. And in this episode, Dr. Hall tells the story of a patient who suffered with asthma. Testimonial Tuesday is next.
UpperCervicalDocs.com.
For more testimonials of how Upper Cervical has changed lives, go to UpperCervicalDocs.com. Hey, would you like to see Dr. Hall on Oprah? Maybe even have his own talk show? Go to bit.ly/OprahUC. That's bit.ly/OprahUC. And vote for him to be Oprah's next television talk show star. That's bit.ly/OprahUC. It is time for Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall, where he tells us stories about how people have been greatly benefited and their lives changed through the power of an upper cervical correction. Hello, Dr. Hall. How are you today?
Hello, Dr. Hamburg. What's new?
Well, it finally stopped raining.
Finally, huh?
Finally. You know, we had, 3 weeks of it there straight. And it's finally slowed down a little bit.
And your house is still standing, huh?
It is, you know. And I have an earth berm house, and so I'm amazingly protected. What about you? What's going out there in California?
It's actually, every time we do this, I tell you it's cold, and it's cold again, or at least for Southern Cal. I've had a front blow through, and which is making me a little angry. I have tomato plants that I planted really early, and I was wondering why they weren't fruiting. Uh-huh. If it's below 55 degrees at night, the flowers won't set fruit. So yeah. It has to be 55 or above for 2 nights in a row to set fruit. Yeah. I know that sounds ridiculous for you Midwesterners, but I've got a couple of tomatoes, but not like I'd like.
Nobody out here last year got good tomatoes. Nobody. Yeah, I've decided this year I'm not going to plant any tomatoes until May 31st, because we had the same problem. Well, what's your story for today, Dr. Hall?
Well, this one's reaching way back in the bag. This story is one of Dr. Forrest's patients who I actually drugged down there, and any of you heard the story about me being dropped on my head back 18 years ago, which got me into upper cervical care? This is the sister of that guy who dropped me on my head. But this gal, she was at the time 15 probably. She was having severe breathing issues, and she went to the medical doctor about 6 times over a 6-week period, and the first time they told her that she had a lung infection, upper respiratory, so they gave her a round of antibiotics, and a week went by and that didn't do anything, so she went back and they then told her that that was the wrong antibiotic, so they gave her another one. And that still didn't do anything. So she goes back 3 weeks later and they say, well, maybe we need 2 of them at the same time, so they gave her 2 more antibiotics. That still didn't work, so the, I believe, 4th or 5th visit, they told her that she had asthma, and they put her on 2 different inhalers, and that helped a little bit, but she still had issues, and she was really run down with chronic fatigue-type fatigue. She was tired all the time. And I caught wind of this through my buddy, Nate, who dropped me on my head, and because I was new to upper cervical, I was probably under care for 6 months. Well, maybe less than that, 3 or 4 months. And it's a little different having been under care for 15 years and having practiced it for 9 years, and your level of understanding. And I knew that it changed my life, and I knew that my sister with migraines did better, and my mom with hip problem and so forth. But in the back of my mind, I'm like, well, can it help asthma? Oh, yeah, of course it can help asthma, because Dr. Forrest told me that the nervous system controls and coordinates everything. So long story short, I called her up, and I said, you know, I want to bring you down to my upper cervical doctor. And she said, okay. So we drove over there, put her in the car, drove her down there. He went through the whole exam, took some pictures on her, got her corrected, and for those of you who have watched these over the weeks know exactly what happened. Of course, she got better. And that certainly will strengthen your belief in upper cervical care when you're a new patient, when you see all these various conditions doing better, and you come to the understanding that all disease is nothing more than a body that's not working right. I love how they have 4,200 different names to describe symptomology or an effect of malfunction in the body. When upper cervical isn't about treating the effect or the symptom, it's about removing irritation to the most fundamental thing of the function of the body, which is the nervous system, and getting it out of the way and letting the wisdom that made the body heal the body.
So this past weekend, I had to go to another seminar. This was a local one. And here in Missouri, the, you know, just like every state, you have your conservative chiropractic organization and you have your more allopathic oriented organization. And the conservative one will put on a seminar in one weekend where we get all 24 hours that you need for the entire year.
You need 24 hours in Missouri?
24 hours each year.
Wow. Yeah. We're getting off easy. I only need 12.
Well, it's 12 required and then 12 elective. And we actually have 2 years to get 48 hours is what it works out to.
Oh, okay.
But they jam it all in into one weekend. And this past week, the 12 hours are always boring. You know, the 12 required, it's always the same thing. But the electives this year was all vaccine people. The websites, I can't remember the names, but the websites associated with their organization is hopeforautism.us. Is one.
Okay.
And the other one is nomercury.org. Now, the interesting thing about nomercury.org, that is being run, and this is the woman who came and spoke to us. She was the wife of a medical doctor, and their son got a flu vaccine at 7 years old.
Oh,
and
yeah,
she
yeah,
said, at from seven and a half, he got this flu vaccine, and within hours, her son was gone, and he was diagnosed with autism.
That's just a coincidence, though.
I mean, in 3 hours, that's how quickly it happened. So, you know, suddenly he went from a normal child, and in a 3-hour period, a genetic problem reared its head in 3 hours, and he was a completely different human being. And so they, you know, finally started doing research and found all of these facts on thimerosal. And
it's a little difficult to bury your head in the sand on that one if you're a doctor.
Yeah. Well, he has since died. The husband has. He got cancer, and he just died about a year ago. But anyway, their website is nomercury.org, and it was constantly being hacked and brought down. And they would, you know, fix it and get it back up again. And this was a continual thing. And most recently, it was also down. So if you go there now, you may not get anything. But
I actually just had a patient, and they brought in this book. It just came out a couple of weeks ago. It's called Fraud, Deception, I can't remember the last word, about the FDA.
Uh-huh.
And it's about the Life Extension Group. Have you heard of them?
No.
They've waged about a 15-year war against the FDA. Well, actually, the FDA threatened them and told them all the people are running, they'd go to jail and everything else because they were doing, you know, legitimate research on herbs and vitamins and, you know, the whole thing, how they've tried to, over the years, well, they want to make the herb and vitamin industry a prescription drug. Mm-hmm. I think it's actually happened in Europe. Mm. But the day after that book was given to me, I get this guy in, and he does what's called ear coning, which I don't know much about.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
The FDA just sent emails to all of them. This was a couple months ago. He basically was told that if he doesn't shut his website down, quit his business, which he's invested all of his money into the last 15 years, that they were going to take everything from him and put him in jail.
Yeah.
So, as he put it, he said, you know, there's the mafia, and then there are thugs that kind of keep it going, and then he said, well, there's the government and the pharmaceutical companies and their thugs, and the FDA is part of their thugs.
Yeah.
But I guess he told me Obama has just hired a bunch of people, and what they do is they peruse the internet, and you probably know this, but based on the Federal Trade Commission, you're not allowed to say that you can help any symptom or disease unless you're licensed as a medical doctor. So what they're doing is they're finding these sites with alternative type care, mm-hmm. and they're finding where they're advertising, and they're sicking them.
Yeah.
Or putting them under.
Well, this woman, her and her husband have some amazing political connections. And the organization, but really her and her husband are responsible for the law that was passed in Missouri that states that no child under the age of 3 and no pregnant woman may be injected with anything containing thimerosal. And she wanted to pass the law that said no child under 3 and no pregnant woman could be injected, period. But it was kind of a compromise to say no injections with thimerosal.
So when they're trying to pass this?
They passed it.
When?
This was about a year ago.
Because I heard in California they said they took it out, but I guess it's back in?
No, this is in Missouri.
Oh, Missouri, okay.
Yes. So anyway, her server company called her one day and said, who have you ticked off at the CDC? And she said, well, where would you like me to start? And she says, why do you ask? She said, the server company said, because your site is always being brought down. And we finally were able to do a trace route to figure out where the hack was coming from. And it's coming from 1600 Clifton Avenue, Atlanta, Georgia. And that's the CDC. So the CDC actually has thugs bringing down websites that put out information. But anyway, my point in bringing all that up is what became very evident through all the talks that I heard this weekend is a really strong argument can be made for autism, Asperger's, ADD, ADHD, and heavy metal and mercury poisoning are all exactly the same thing.
I take care of a lot of teachers, and many of them have been teaching for 35 years. Mm-hmm. Go talk to any teacher that has a brain that's been there for a long time. They'll all tell you. I mean, when I was a kid, we didn't have 50 kids in special ed and all these kids bouncing off the walls and they can't concentrate and teachers sending them to the principal's office or the nurse and saying, hey, you need to put these kids on drugs. I mean, the circumstantial evidence is all there. I don't give a damn what big pharma or the media wants to say. It's there.
Yep.
And I hope eventually, for kids' sake, at some point it'll come out and actually be brought to light here. I mean, there's a good push happening just through these organizations that you're talking about.
Well, that was one heck of a rabbit trail, but the point is, they can they can give a name to whatever syndrome they want, but it's all a sign of a body that's not working right.
Yeah.
Well, great story, Dr. Hall. We will see you next week.
All right. Bye-bye.
This has been Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall. I'm Dr. Paul Hambrick. Please tune in next week when we hear about a patient with multiple sclerosis and how upper cervical changed her life. Again, if you would like to help upper cervical out, see Dr. Hall on Oprah, go to bit.ly/OprahUC. That's bit.ly/OprahUC. And as always, you can hear more testimonials at uppercervicaldocs.com.